HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
You're okay singing along with that song.
Oh, I find myself singing along to all their songs. And then after, I'm like, ugh, Nickelback's dumb. I'm like, but I know it all, and I actually enjoy it. I like animals. Why did we get so mad at Nickelback for trying to entertain us?
There's so many bands that were just jelly of them.
What was it, Ian Bagg? I don't remember the comedian. He's like, why are you all so angry at Nickelback? All they want to do is entertain you. And for free. Like, they want to do it for free. They're just like, hey, look, play our stuff for people generally, and hopefully they like it. And if they do, then they can go buy our stuff. Otherwise, it's just... I'm not angry at them anymore. I understand why people are like, oh, they're posers or okay. But they're a pop rock band. They know. They're Canadian. How mad can you be at Nickelback? I'll be the first to say it on rock radio in this. Thank you, Nickelback, for all this free entertainment. That's been nice of you, because I haven't bought any Nickelback stuff. I bought The Side of a Bullet. I have that as it, but I haven't bought any of their stuff. Everything, for the most part, Nickelback's done for me has been at zero cost to me. So it's time I laid down the olive branch with Nickelback, at least in my own brain, and stopped being so worried that it makes me less of a man to think Animals is a good song. Got to do that with a bunch of bands. Hootie and the Blowfish was on Shuffle the other day. Hold My Hand came on. And there I am in the car. Hold my hand. Want you to hold my hand. I'm like, I know every word. I'm not really that upset at Hootie's music.
It takes you back to a different time.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm like, why am I so against like admitting that I like things that are, so what if somebody's like, well, that's gay. Okay. Well, it didn't mean I went out there and started boning dudes. I just enjoyed a Hootie song. I wouldn't see him live. That's money. I don't want to spend a bunch of money on him. For the most part, it's all been free.
I've seen you get out of your car and dance to the Gin Blossoms.
I've done that. Well, I enjoyed the Gin Blossoms' first album when I came out. I was very happy that, Allison Road was a great song. I drive by that gypsy's house that does palm reading. I'm like, hey, that's it.
There she is.
That's her, Mrs. Cleo or whatever.
Rita.
That's it. Lovely Mrs. Rita. Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought that was the ice cream lady. Either way, I was fine
She's
with the Gin Blossoms.
She's got some ice. Rita's ice.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, what do we do? The Gin Blossoms are fun. They didn't last. Yeah, it's time we all stop that stuff. That's silly. Somebody trying to entertain you for free, you just let them entertain you or not. Brady, and maybe it is a thing as you get older, you're just like, I'm just going to waste less time worrying about if I listen to pussy music or
maybe
not.
You will eventually let go of the Jimmy Buffett thing.
Oh, no, no,
the
no.
Guy
no.
Just wants to entertain you, let
I know,
it go.
But there's a difference between
you
being absolutely
still.
Terrible and people who aren't. Like Nickelback gets a bad rap for being too successful and good. Like they're actually good. They write hooks, and you're like, man, you're knocking me out. The hooks are amazing. But then they got this reputation as being a factory of music. They're not – there's no depth. But neither was Def Leppard, one of the best-selling albums of all time. They're kind of our version of Def Leppard. It's like, man, they just churn out money and hits, and, they're not that good. They don't take themselves that seriously, I guess. If they started to, I get it. Jimmy Buffett thinks he's something.
I don't think he takes himself
too
serious.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's a douche. I won't let go of that. Jimmy Buffett is awful. He's awful. There's a difference between success and awful, and you can't figure it out. Nickelback was good. They're poppy. They're too poppy for rock fans. That's all. You're a pussy. You like Nickelback. Maybe. I don't know. Seems okay to me. Are they setting up another party out there? What's going on? Oh, they're cleaning up yesterday.
A lot of
party
puke
on the patio.
A lot of puke from yesterday.
I don't know if anybody showed up. There's an awful lot of leftovers in that refrigerator.
Yeah, it is jammed.
It was full.
Brady, if you're hungry right now, go for it.
I didn't know that.
They're going to let you take tins home today because that stuff
can't
last.
Let's go to a commercial break.
Yeah, we should. But first, it's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's the Entertainment Drill brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, home of tactical black self-defense. The training is unbelievable. It is unmatched. I can't say it enough. And time of my life last week, I got to get to, last Tuesday, I got to put the attack suit on and let the trainers do what they never get to do, which is kick back into this suit. And you learn how to, like the best thing is like a lot of self-defense places will do, like this is what you do in this situation. You never get to fully throw 100% punch. You put the attack suit on, you attack somebody. I got kicked in the nuts at full I didn't feel it. I mean, if you feel it, but you didn't like get kicked in the nuts. And the people who are getting trained get to train at 100%. Nobody else is doing this.
Is that
this.
The one you showed you Jay yeah. was going to town?
No, that was Josh.
Josh,
and,
okay.
And Josh
that was a double rabbit kick.
Three. Triple kick to the nuts. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, he kicked, and it was awesome. And he's a trainer, so they were going to do a video of like what it's like to go 100%. You actually get to throw the full punch into this helmet. You get to just kick, and the guys, you know, and you learn to get out of the scenarios. It's awesome. And I got to be the guy in the suit last time. They're going to let you in the suit right away, but you get to kick that suit, and it's just another way of showing how authentic every ounce of this training is and how effective it can be as well. Unreal. I'm telling you right now, unreal. I don't endorse any other product that will save your life. Maybe that Tough to Needle mattress if, you know, you really had a bad night. But few and far between are you ever going to get something. I say, hey, do this. It might save your life. And you're going to get in great shape doing it. Out there in Phoenix, the House of Brews, Jay and Josh, that's the originators. They brought it here. They trained Tony. He's got his store out in Glendale. They trained Michael. He's out in Chandler. They got all the ground covered. And the special goes on. Not many slots left for unlimited training for 1 month out there. The Phoenix one is just unbelievable. And you get to be part of all the classes and groups and stuff and learn about their seminars and things like that. $129. Couple slots left if you want to get in on this. Get the full month. And they'll explain exactly what you get with that. And it is unbelievable. Pennies on the dollar, I tells you. For what you get in return. So hop on that thing and go to reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Pamela Anderson flipped out on Twitter yesterday after WikiLeaks' buddy, her buddy, Julian
their friends?
Assange. I guess so. Well, she's definitely talking about, she didn't want to talk about the friendship. But
don't you remember she went to meet up with him?
A lot of people did. I didn't know if they were friends, but I knew that.
Yeah, it was a big story back during, I think it was during the election or something.
Yeah, she's been visiting him at the embassy for years.
Yeah. No kidding. Because I know, like, you know, Robert Kraft visited Meek Mill, but I didn't.
They may have been friends with benefits.
Who knows? Oh.
But that's not been confirmed. But she tweeted yesterday, railed against his arrest. Among other things, she said, I am in shock. I couldn't hear clearly what he said. He looks very bad. How could you, Ecuador? How could you, UK?
Yeah.
Of course, you are America's bitches.
Yeah.
And you need a diversion from your idiotic Brexit.
I don't think he wants her coming to his defense.
No, I don't either. And I don't think the UK is like, we've got problems, Prime Minister. It looks like Pamela Anderson is fairly angry with us. We should probably change our ways, eh?
The weird thing is Donald Trump, during that election, like loved Assange and WikiLeaks.
I still don't know what's going on.
So what is he going to do with
it? Well, because he was hoping.
Is he just trying to look tough by, is he going to persecute him and really...
Well, because now
is he going to pardon him?
But the military's on it, and he was hoping that a bunch would come out that he would WikiLeak about Hillary's misgivings.
Right, right, and that's all he was yapping about that consulate.
Because he was hoping it would happen, and then I don't know that a lot happened.
But now he's...
I don't know what's going to happen.
She continued about that. She said, in the USA, this toxic coward of a president, he needs to rally his base. You're selfish and cruel. You've taken the entire world backwards. You're devils and liars and thieves.
Yeah,
well, but I don't know what his endgame is with this.
I don't either. I don't know what. I honestly really don't even understand it. I don't know whose side anybody's on with. It's like both sides at one point were like, he'll tell the stories we need. And I'm like, I thought we hated that guy. I'm like, no, when we need him, we love him.
Well, they were both sides were using him.
That's what I mean. I still don't know, as a citizen who didn't pay much attention, but I know the basics. I know he outed like a spy and like almost got some lady killed. Well, it's terrible that.
Well, his goal is just to release everything.
Right. And both sides seem to need him at one point or another. So I'm like, I don't know why I would be mad. Both of you liked him at one point or another. So I know he's a traitor and stuff, but if both sides he's trading against have used him at a certain point, aren't they the traitors?
And for him, you know, if it is a wrongdoing, people should know.
I guess. But I mean, there's a certain protocol to that as well.
Yeah.
But again, if the government was using him, both sides, to their benefit, then they're the ones we should be angry at. I don't know. I don't get
a fall guy.
I think everybody should go to jail.
Oh, sure.
Send them all away. I don't understand any. I'm not smart enough to get it.
Eric, did you see the promo for the E-Series, Very Cavallari?
I've watched some of it because it's so focused on Jay Cutler
now. He's hilarious.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, he's stepping it up because she's telling a story in the promo that she had clogged milk ducts when she was Thank you.
Go ahead. You know
she had clogged milk ducts. And she said Jay was sucking harder than he's ever sucked. He cleared him up the old-fashioned way.
It's a good man right there.
It's like getting a rock out of a hose.
It's kind of what I knew about him. Like, everybody hated him, but He's just a smartass with a really dry sense of humor.
He is what he always was.
Right, and people always took him wrong,
but it doesn't work when there's passion involved.
Right.
As just a dude, you'd hang out with him.
They wanted him to be more of a leader, and
I don't
think he was into that.
You didn't need aloof Jay Cutler hanging around not caring while you're investing all of your energy and life and time into a Bears win, and it seems like your quarterback's like, I got a lot on my mind. Now it's hilarious.
That was his problem.
There's nothing riding on it.
With the Game of Thrones, episode one on Sunday, the final season, here's a little some fun facts about the entire seasons. Most shows suffer an audience fatigue as they get older, but not the Game of Thrones. Started out, season one was 9.3 million. This last season, season seven, was 32.8.
Damn. How many you think it's going to get, like 40, 50?
I think the way they add it up now, but I mean, just the audience that watches it as it runs, I think it'll be around 35.
I've never watched a show as much as I've watched it.
I know. You love it.
It's ridiculous.
You're way beyond my life.
I don't
like
know
it
why. I just, the
gotcha.
Intricacies of it. Like
I like the nudity. I like the incest. Somebody emailed me this morning and said, you hate Dio because he talked about Dungeons and Dragons, but you won't stop talking about a show that's just like it. And I'm like, if Dio had nudity, incest, and child killing as much as Game of Thrones did, I'd have definitely liked Dio a whole lot more. But the problem is Dio wasn't creative enough to come up with this stuff. So Game of Thrones was, they're the Dio I choose. Plus, I don't have to listen to Dio singing, which was the big problem I had.
Yeah, the voice.
Now I get emails about that. These Dio fans are nuts.
Over the course of 8 seasons, it is filmed in 10 countries. And throughout the filming, 19,722 travel documents were issued. 68,143 hotel rooms were booked.
Man. The King's Road is actually in Ireland. I'd like to check that out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, to go on a shot vacation, like you go to the locations, that'd be pretty neat. Because they've done such a good job, it doesn't feel like it's on Earth. There's stuff that's they're actually filming at real places, and you're like, this all feels like they're somewhere else. You can go to where they're at.
Northern Ireland, Morocco, Iceland. Malta, Spain, Croatia, Iceland, United States, Canada.
By the way, I got an email.
Scotland.
We got a pool going here in the office. Eric has put together. It's beautiful. Eric, tell them how you did it. It had to be painstaking.
Google Images, Game of Thrones pool.
Unbelievable. The work you put in is amazing. But you get to pick who's going to die and who's not going to die and stuff, and who gets it. Well, this morning, all the Vegas odds changed drastically, which makes people think there's been a script leak.
Uh-oh.
So
Because
they swung it. Like, Vegas odds have changed. And I mean, like, it would be like if the Patriots were 5-1 to win it all, and all of a sudden were 500-1 to win it all.
I didn't know they were doing Vegas odds.
Drastic differences,
Well,
I don't know if you're actually able to make bets. Exactly. You're not allowed to make bets because it can change it, and there's you can put a fly
people
in
them. Know.
Like, but Vegas has their fun lines that you're not non-bettable, but they actually handicap it.
This final season was the most expensive one to produce, $90 million budget, $15 million each episode, and the main cast members were paid $500,000 per episode.
Man.
Here's the body count.
Name the Americans. I just got this email. Name the Americans, people who are from the United States on Game of Thrones.
Dinklage?
Dinklage, yeah. Other than that.
And Cersei?
Nope. He's the only one.
He's British.
Dinklage is the only one.
Is he?
Yeah, I think. Yep. That's crazy. Hey, Marcus Ming has a bald patch.
Oh, he's been losing it for a while there.
I didn't notice that. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's metal, man.
It's a good back one, too.
Yeah, it's like the old school hole.
It's pretty sweet.
Brady wouldn't understand.
It's the Friar's patch. Yeah, Brady's just got that big old head of hair.
Got a fresh cut the other day.
Would you at least say you have a bald patch?
Yeah, I am. Oh, okay.
You did. You shaved that down, huh?
The monkey butt.
Look at that.
That's what it's called, the monkey butt, because that would lead to the assumption that you have hair in the front.
And you're still paying for that.
Did you pay for your haircut currently? That's a one.
$75.
That's you're getting robbed.
If you ever bitch at your wife about expenses.
The day he said, 2 days ago he said, I still don't use body soap because I feel like it wastes pennies. I'm an old schooler. I think the hand soap. But $12 every month for a haircut.
Where's your body? Do you get body soap now?
Now you can, if you just switch out and shave your head down to
a one.
Bought
some the other day.
This is a one. Yeah.
It's a one on the sides, John.
It and, needs to be a zero because it's zero on top.
Maybe
so you don't match
half
it
on the side.
All right. Either way, this is very easy to do and free. And then you can start buying your family body soaps and not worrying about how long a bar
they've
lasts.
Already been using them for a while.
Please.
I'm the one saving money in the family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not with by going out with that maybe haircut, not. You're blowing it every couple times you go to the barber shop.
So, final fun fact on the Game of Thrones. What would your guesstimate be of the body count?
Of how many people are going to die?
Over the eight seasons that over the, have died
oh, oh,
so
that
far.
Have already died? I'd say...
Oh, ridiculous.
It's an unofficial fan count.
Yeah, I would say 432,000.
Yeah, I'll go a little lower. I'll go
well, no, they wiped out that full army that
yeah, they were
time.
Full army.
Cities? Right. Cities? An entire city exploded?
No, just the part where all the people
they
were,
got them. All, they got a lot
building.
Of the people out of there.
But didn't the one where they it got all the slaves out blow up? Yeah.
But you have that, you know, the ships being wiped out by the green fire, too.
The yeah. wildfire, yeah.
Yeah, the wildfire.
But I thought that
maybe John's right. I'll go 150,000.
How bad, Eric? 174,373.
So you watch it like a
yeah, you've watched
times.
It 4 or 5 times. But I know it's way over 100 because the times that cities have popped. When those slaves left, they basically decimated that whole town.
No, Daenerys never. She
didn't the dragons
no, no,
come
no,
through and
no,
knock that one out.
No, 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 no. She saved
the
them. She
no,
saved
I know the slaves got
freed.
Loose,
the
but
slaves.
The people
moon
that were
guy,
yeah, the
moon
people
guy.
That owned the slaves.
She
stayed
killed
and
the
she
slavers.
Destroyed them. Right, but I thought the whole city got launched.
No, no,
no. She just hung the yeah. most important people, the richest.
Yeah, the ones that were enslaved.
Staked them,
and then took like the Unsullied somewhere else. And thank God for that, because that brought us that one. Sweet black ass that was bathing itself. Man, that chick's hot.
I watched that the very first episode she was in, Missandei. She had this dress. Her cleavage was just phenomenal. Barely over her nipples.
I
forgot about it.
I turn into every black uncle in America whenever she's on TV.
Damn. What are you doing?
Missandei's on TV.
And now she's in harm's way. She had to go to Winterfell with Daenerys.
Wonder how she'll get out of that. Hopefully naked.
She'll seduce them.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading an article
Ooh, baby.
In the books and the history of the White Walkers. They have had girls and stuff. So maybe.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll
do that
for the show. Yeah. Maybe she'll take an iced tea. The Night King will see her and go, hey, how you doing?
Look what just arrived. At the party. Who's up for a big frozen D?
Anyway, we got ourselves a Guadalupe Squares coming up in just seconds. If you want to play, of course you can. 585-9800. Need a girl, we need a boy. And we'll give you tickets to something, I'm sure of it. Play the Guadalupe Squares next, and we'll close her down. It's 98.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.